حضاراتي في حياتي والبعد. شرف اسمح لي
Mommy, he scares me at night.
Okay, what's your name, sweetie?
Mikey.
Where are you, Mikey?
I'm under the table.
Did Mommy hurt you? Is she in the house with you? Are you hiding? Are you alone? Where's your Mommy, Mikey?
I don't know. Mommy is a monster.
It was just a little dokey joke.
It was just a joke.
Mommy.
Yeah, but I'm sorry, good egg. I'm here, that's nicht my egg. down, little boy.
The child is believed to have been abducted from his home over 9 months ago. This is the fourth child abduction in the past 12 months in the Los Angeles County area. The mother asks that if anyone has any information at all, to please come forward and report it to the proper authorities.
If anyone out there is watching this, please bring my baby back.
Hello? Sheriff's-
Shh. Now you're gonna go out and hide really well. You're not gonna make a sound. And if I hear anything or see anything, the monster will come and get you.
Hello? Sheriff's Department, open up.
Yes.
Hello, ma'am. How you doing? We got a 911 call earlier. It seemed like it was coming from your house. I just wanted to check on you and that everything's okay.
Well, everything's fine, officer. Well, the lights and the banging kind of scared me.
Are you alone in the house? Or is there anybody else here with you?
I'm alone.
Do you mind if I come inside to take a look?
Actually, I do mind. I was in the middle of something, and then I'm gonna go to bed, so.
It's only gonna take a minute. So I just wanna make sure everything's fine, and I'll be on my way.
Don't you need a warrant for that?
Actually, I don't. Please step away from the door, ma'am. You said you live alone, right? Mm-hmm. Do you have any children in the house? Ma'am.
Fuck. Ma'am? Hello?
Dispatch, I need another deputy. I need backup.
All right, that's 4-6-1 on the northbound, Sheridan. I got you both over there with the constable.
Hello? Anybody out here? Show yourself. Sheriff's Department.
Sheriff's Department.
Hurry up. Something's wrong here. I found a tub full of blood. Ma'am, I will shoot you. Ma'am, are you trying to scare me? I swear to God, don't jump at me or pull any shit like that. I will fucking smoke you! I'm gonna come down the basement. If you're in there, you lay flat on the ground, put your hands where I can see them. Jesus Christ. I think I found potential victims here. I see three small bodies. They look like children, man. Where's the fucking backup?
Child's in the house. The child.
Charlotte, just pick up the phone, okay? We can work this out. I just want to talk. That's all I want to do is just talk to you. Please, pick up the phone. Charlotte, I know you're there. Pick up the phone, will you? Just pick it up. Okay, you know what? Forget it. Just fuck you, fucking bitch. Yeah, I have it.
Don't mess with it.
I got a bad feeling about it. It just feels weird. There's people saying stuff online. It's creepy. They say that there's a portal for some demon
to come out if you take off its head.
I'm a God-fearing man, but I don't believe in this pagan bullshit.
Okay.
Great, but don't mess with it anyway, right? They need it intact. They don't want it to be touched. It's 50K. I need the money.
Are you fucking
kidding me? You don't think I need the money too? This divorce is costing me a fucking fortune. My ex-wife is trying to steal my girls away from me. That is not
gonna happen.
Are your girls with you?
How is that any of your fucking business?
Because they said specifically,
keep it away from children. Listen. They're saying there's a demon. A dark entity called Valpazu that possesses people.
Valpazu preys on children.
Your girls. To abuse them. To sacrifice them or turn them into demons. And then they say it spreads. Spreads like a disease. What kind of people want this type of artifact? I don't get it.
Come on, you really believe in this bullshit? It's just a stupid artifact from Africa or something.
Okay.
Hey, John, but you're not gonna open it, right?
Right, John? But so you're not gonna open it, John, though, right? Hello?
John? John, please!
I'll call you back.
John, you're not gonna open it, right? Please, John!
Alice. It's time to go to bed. It's past your bedtime, okay?
Can I stay 5 more minutes?
Nope. Nope.
Okay.
All right. Good night. She didn't hide that face of yours. It's beautiful. Stop. Be a good girl.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, who?
Yes, Daddy.
That's this. Your sister either. They wouldn't understand. It's just our little secret. You have to promise me. You won't tell anybody. Might make the monster come out. Is Abigail with you?
No. Why?
She left the house. I don't know why.
What do you mean she left the house?
I don't remember anything about last night. I had a few drinks.
Of course you
had. I got it this morning and she was gone.
Oh, what the fuck? You fucking drunk. What do you mean she's gone? What about Alice? How's Alice?
Yeah,
is she okay?
Yeah. Yeah, hello? She's fine. She doesn't know where Abigail is either.
Okay, all right, okay. You think she could have gone to your parents' house?
What? Are you kidding?
Why not?
My parents' house? That house that burned down like 20 years ago? No. It's all the way across town. Look, it's nothing.
What do you mean it's nothing?
Maybe I said something to upset her.
Oh, God.
Or something like that. I don't know. She'll turn up. She's fine. Trust me, she'll turn up.
Listen, John, I'm coming over. I'm coming over right now.
Yeah, okay. Fuck. Abigail, where the fuck are you?
Something happened. I can't come home.
You can tell me.
You wouldn't believe me. No one will believe me.
I'm so sorry.
Please come back home.
I can't.
I think I need to see somebody at church. Don't come look for me, okay? I love you.
Shows you, Abigail. You betrayed.
hate him.
No.
Oh, yes, you killed his child. You ruined yourself. Now, you're going to have to pay. I think we're past that. Relax, okay? Just relax. It's just a matter of time before he develops a secret love for her, too. He'll pay her a little late night visit, just like he did with you.
Please, no.
You killed his child. So you're just gonna have to find another one.
Honey, Venega, come drink some water, okay? I wanna see you drink, okay? Toma. Eso. Okay, go have fun, okay? Sí, I love you so much. He's so easy. The best baby. Yeah, I know. As I was telling you, I need to study. I need silence, but like, no. Thankfully, this kid is amazing. The other two, the little rascals, they're demons. They always tell their mom, like, yeah, I still have like 3 more hours here or something. It's so chill.
Hello?
Hello?
He wasn't the one.
What have I done?
What a disappointment. He wasn't different. He wasn't special.
How do you know?
He wasn't drawn to the darkness. You're gonna have to keep looking.
I can't keep doing this.
There's a boy on Crater Street. He likes to play outside of his house late in the afternoons. He'll be the one.
I can't.
Oh, yes you can. Yes you can, Abigail.
And he better be the one.
The child's in the house. The child.
Are you okay? I'm sorry, Mister.
I did this for you! Look at what you're making me do!
I just wanted to protect you. Wanted to protect you from all the awful things that I know he wants to do to you.
The things he did to the others. But I can't keep up with his appetite. I can't do it anymore. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. He's here. I'm in hell forever.
gonna make it home, Mikey, okay? You'll make it home. I'm gonna find you. We're gonna find you.
Inside the residence, they discovered the lifeless body of Abigail Reed, who appeared to have died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. This tragic incident has left the community in shock. Sheriff Miller, the first to be dispatched to the scene after the 911 call, was found dead at the scene as well. But the story takes an even darker turn. Abigail Reed is also now the prime suspect in the recent and horrifying kidnapping and killing of victims, who had been missing for several months, were found dead in the basement of the residence. Their disappearance had sent the police. His identity remains unknown for the moment, but authorities believe he could be Mikey, one of the missing boys who had been gone for 18 months. The motive behind the kidnappings, the suicide of Abigail Reed, and the circumstances of
you look nervous. I worry you'll be okay. Okay, that's good.
We're rolling. Three, two, one, action.
She grew up with absolute evil, shared bunk beds with the most infamous child abductor our nation has ever seen, and she witnessed her sister become the center of one of the most disturbing cases in America. 20 years later, she decided to share her story with us in one of the most compelling books we've ever featured on this show. From family trauma to New York Times bestseller, she's here to promote her new book, Mommy Monster. I'm Jennifer Novak, and this is a conversation with Alice Reed. Alice, welcome to our show. Thank you for being with us tonight.
Thank you for having me, Jennifer. It's a pleasure.
Let's talk about your book. Maybe you can start by giving a little bit of context to our audience members that are not familiar with the Pasadena murders.
Of course. In 2003, my older sister Abigail committed suicide. We didn't know at the time, but her death was linked to a very public investigation, so it was all over the news for months. It changed our family forever, and it was the most traumatic experience of my life.
So she was your sister? Were you close?
We were pretty close growing up. She was born with one. Allegedly, my sister kidnapped four young boys. They said she killed them. As you know, only one survived. I believe the note is referring to him.
Mikey.
That is correct.
So if he's watching this interview, what would you like to say to him?
I guess I would want him to know that I am very sorry for what he went through. And I think of him often. I hope that he can get better and find happiness. I truly wish him all the best.
At the end of the book, you share some interesting statistics about childhood trauma.
Yes. They said she was probably the one who spoke in that voice. She kept calling from time to time.
One night she told me that she heard voices in her head.
Hey, are you watching?
Voices who told her.
I can't believe this. I never should have gone on the show.
Urban Legends Online says she was possessed.
Because she's using my sister for her Halloween special like she was Freddy fucking Krueger.
The Pasadena murders. Evil unveiled.
I'm just worried, I guess. I mean, I'm already getting death threats from people because of writing this book, and now this interview is making me look like I'm... They're missing the point. No, it's okay. Alex, I said it's okay. Seriously, I don't want you to come all the way over here. Besides, I'm not in the mood. Somebody's at the door. Okay, I'll call you back.
Trick or treat!
Hey, you guys look great. Happy Halloween.
I failed Mikey as a mother. It's all my fault. I just wish I could make it all go away. Erase those horrific images from his mind. From his dreams. All those memories. I wish I could bring my Mikey back.
My name is Dr. Elliot Morrison. I'm Mikey's psychiatrist. We know very little about what Mikey endured in that house. But one thing is for sure. He suffers from severe PTSD. The worst I've ever seen, especially in someone his age.
He would just stand or sit and not say anything. Tried many times to go to him. Try to make him talk to me. And he didn't want to share anything. Tried to show him I was here for him. Like he would just be numb. Numb like I'm a stranger. Like I was not his mother.
Naomi's surprise, his real mother. Mikey considers Abigail Reed to be his mother, despite her death. This is a perfect example of what is known as the Stockholm Syndrome, where the victim empathizes with his abuser.
These are the things he would draw. He would just draw. Draw monsters. This is supposed to be me. What is all this?
Particularly compelling about this is Mikey's obsession with the three children's bodies which were found in the basement. Did he have previous interactions with any of them, or did he just know them as dead children? We don't really know. In any case, these drawings indicate that Mikey developed a morbid bond with these children. You can see in this drawing, he considers himself one of them.
And he became the darkest soul. Why did she hurt him? Why my boy? Abigail Reed was possessed by a demon. I know it. Because it's her father's fault, John Reed. He had an artifact that had a demon living inside it. I told him not to open it, and he did. And now it's out. It's out there. It's out there.
Hey, you okay? Did your friends take your candy? I got you. Stay safe out there.
At the end of the book, you share some interesting statistics about childhood trauma.
Yes. Research shows that around 60% of the general population has had at least one adverse childhood experience. That is a traumatic event that happens to a person before they are 17 years of age. However, that number goes up to 97% among the criminal population. Therefore, I believe that children who were traumatized in youth deserve extra care and support when they become adults.
So you believe Mikey could be dangerous?
Hello? If this is a prank, fuck off. Abigail.
He's gonna hear me.
Monster-like figure in the basement with the three corpses. We consider this monster to be a figment of Mikey's imagination.
Hey, what's wrong? Where are your parents? Talk to me!
you're here, Mikey. You can't just come to my house like this, you understand? Look, I'm gonna call someone to take you home, okay?
You're not safe anymore.
What do you mean?
It's out there again. And my mommy, she can't protect you.
You mean Abigail?
She can't protect you.
Protect me from what?
I have these thoughts. Dark thoughts. And they want me to do terrible things. Because it says I'm the one.
Who says you're the one?
But I don't want to. I don't want to be the one. I don't want to be the chosen one.
Chosen for what?
The darkness.
It's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
You're not safe anymore. My mommy, she was innocent. It wasn't her fault.
I know, Mikey.
Be my mommy.
Sorry, I can't, but we're gonna get you some help, okay? We're gonna take care of you.
Please.
I need you to just go home, okay?
Please.
Mikey, please let me go. Mikey, let me go. I'm gonna need you to let me go. Let me go! No. You need to leave. Or I'm calling the police. I'm sorry for what happened to you, but you need to get out.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry I brought it here.
Brought what?
Thank you for joining us for our explosive Halloween episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Now remember, tonight, lock all your doors, because all sorts of evil lurks in the darkness. Happy Halloween.
Alice, look, I know you didn't want to see me tonight, but I just wanted to check on you, okay? It's a tough night for you, and I just want to let you know that I'm here. You know, I'm not gonna stay too long, and just want to check on you, and then whenever you want me to go, I'll just go home. And the fuck is that?
Hello. Yo, who's there? Alice? I saw you. Seem a little old to be trick-or-treating, dude.
Hey, Jen. Oh my god. I'm so sorry about Alice.
I know. Can you believe it? I mean, she's on the show, and then the boyfriend's dead, stabbed to death. I mean, come on, poor thing. Cha-ching for us!
This is a fucking ratings bonanza. I mean, it had to be Mikey, right?
Who else could it be? And guess what? You know, when I was talking to Jim, and he said he has footage bringing that guy out, and it was pretty gory.
So I want you to get on the phone. I want you to get Alice in there immediately.
Do whatever you need to do. Wine her, dine her, woo her. Hell, we will pay her double. I want her ass in the studio right away.
I want her to go and give the full account of what happened. She was
there, right? Wasn't she there when they carried him out? I mean, we are on a
ratings bonanza, and I want to ride this.
Listen, you get on the horn right now and you get Alice in the studio. I want her there immediately. I'm not having anybody scoop me on this. So remember,
your future on the show depends on your getting harassed into the studio right now. You got it?
Of course.
I want information by the time I get in there, and I'll be there soon. Out.
Get on it. Thanks. Hello? Guys? What's going on? Diana? Thank you.
No, no!
Fuck you.
This is Jennifer Novak. I'm at the studio. He's killed everyone. I think I got him. And he killed him. Mikey, stop. You don't have to do this. You don't have to be the one. I'll be your mommy. I'll be your mommy. I'll take care of you. You don't have to be alone anymore. Okay. Now put the knife down.
You available for an interview tomorrow?
silent. The clocks are turning, the sad one rise. Swallowed in the gulf, a fearless cry.